Net One, Pearl Cthulhu. Written by Cricket Nation Rise and read by Chaos Cure. Objectively, it's the most hideous piece of clothing Nursey has ever seen. He can count at least 6 different widths. There are obviously dropped stitches, the single tassel still attached is scraggly and will definitely come off with a light breeze. An attempt at the pearl stitch looks more like a drunk Cthulhu. The colours should work together, but somehow the washing and finishing process mutated the hues to something closer to rancid oatmeal. Nursey fucking loves it. Do you like it? Dex had come into the room, thrown the scarf at him before throwing himself in the desk chair, superbly tense. His knee hadn't stopped bouncing since Nursey started examining it. Nursey really should have known better than to complain about something with a definite solution to his boyfriend. Dex is all or nothing, always. Extremely thoughtful and caring, but sometimes extremely literal. He heard Nursey complain about being cold all the time, and thus made him this scarf-adjacent thing. Dex is ridiculous, and Nursey loves him so very much. It's fantastically unique. I can't wait to wear it. Really? Yeah. I'm gonna get so many questions about it. I'll get the chance to gush about you to random strangers. Get pumped. Dex is still frowning at him, unconvinced. You're really sure you like it enough to wear it? I wanted to help, but I know it's... Dex, I adore it because you made it. I'll wear it every day, with pride. He flushes hard in the face of Nursey's earnest praise, ducks his gaze, but not enough to hide his quiet grin. Hey, look at me, Nursey says, throwing the scarf around his neck and walking over so he's between Dex's knees. Yeah? Thank you. I really love it, he promises, leaning down to drop a soft kiss to his lips. Dex tugs him, so Nursey straddling his lap, not stopping the kiss. His arms circle Nursey, hands linking at the small of his back. Nursey sinks into their embrace, letting the rest of the world fall away, insignificant to the well of love bubbling around them. Dex eventually pulls back, eyes shining with love and a hint of mischief. Does this mean you don't want the scarf that went right? What? This was the practice one. There were a lot of details I wanted to put in, and I've never knit anything before, so I got some cheap yarn and did all my practicing on that, he says, flicking the fiber monstrosity draped around Nursey's neck. Nursey dissolves into laughter, resting his head on Dex's shoulder. He delights in the echoing laughter he can feel from Dex's chest. You are ridiculous. Ridiculous. I want the good one. Thought so. But I'm keeping this one forever, Nursey says, pointing with the scarf at Dex's heart. Dex's breath catches at the implication. Oh. Come here, Nursey says, and tilts Dex's chin up so they can get back to kissing. They can talk more about feelings later.